Welcome back. 537, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined by Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Wow, what a day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It started out, the trickle-down of decisions coming out of the Supreme Court, and then they dropped the bomb on immigration, right?
Yeah, they've gone through some pretty big ones. You know, the campaign financed their decision not to rehear the Citizens United case, the one that essentially granted corporations and unions First Amendment free speech rights. Their decision not to rehear that case was pretty big, and then they followed it up with exactly this Arizona immigration case, which is definitely the biggest ruling out of the day.
Yeah. All right. Now, the spin is just absolutely mind-boggling today. It started out as if the right won the case, and then it moved to the left and then back to the right, and we've got Joe Arpaio coming out and saying, hey, you know, the best part, we got the best part of it done. Jan Brewer kind of saying the same things. So I need you to sort of break it down for us. I mean, the right is going to claim victory when it comes to still being able to ascertain whether someone is here legally if they're pulled over, as an example, in a traffic stop, right?
That's exactly right. So there are four chief parts to the law. The Supreme Court struck down three parts. Those were the parts where Arizona tried to impose its own state penalties, its own criminal state penalties for things that are already against federal law or close to against federal law. So Arizona tried to impose its own penalties for legal immigrants who are walking around but don't happen to have their registration documents on them. Federal law already requires them to have those documents, and the state said, well, if the federal government can punish you, we'll punish you as well, essentially creating a state cause of action. The Supreme Court overturned that and said, no, you can't do that. Only the federal government can do that. The state also tried to create criminal penalties for illegal immigrants who try and get jobs, who seek jobs. The Supreme Court said, no, that also is the purview of the state, of the federal government. The state then also tried to say that local police, when they come across somebody who is deportable, they can arrest that person without a warrant and essentially hold them, do whatever, you know, but it creates a state cause of action against them. The Supreme Court again said, nope, only the federal government can decide that. The one area where the Supreme Court let things go forward, and it is probably, you know, the Jan Brewer, the governor, called it the heart of the law, and I think that's fair to say, was what the critics call the show your papers part of the law, which is, as you said, the law says that officers, if they have reasonable suspicion, are required to check the immigration status of those they encounter while doing their regular duties. And if they come across somebody that is here illegally or who their information is believed to be illegal, they then are required to tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to tell the federal authorities this person is here illegally. They can't take any actual action beyond telling the federal government, but they are required to tell the federal government. The Supreme Court upheld that part. So essentially, it's as long as the states are just consulting with the federal government, they're allowed to do things. Once they try and impose their own penalties or take their own actual proactive steps, they're not allowed to do that.
Wow. You know, I've been trying to, you know, go over all the little details of this thing throughout the day, and with all the other news going on, it's been kind of difficult. But this, I can see how it could be claimed a victory for either side. Now, I also see where you have a follow-up story where already the Obama administration, although I guess maybe not officially, they've already said that they're not going to answer the phone when Arizona calls.
Well, they will answer the phone. The answer is usually going to be, sorry, thanks, but we don't actually want that guy, is what they're saying.
I got you.
They will take all the phone calls, and they are expecting an increase in the number of phone calls, but they said, look, we're not going to change our priorities. We usually, unless this person is a major felon or somebody else that we really want to get rid of, that we prioritize, we're going to tell you thanks, but no. And in some ways, this is what this was all about. The Arizona's goal was to try and force the administration to take more action, and the administration is basically saying, yeah, we're not going to take more action, full speed ahead on our priorities, and so we're basically going to be telling you more often than not, yeah, just let them go, we don't care. Now, from Arizona's standpoint, they'll presumably have a log of all of the different phone calls they make, and at some point that'll become public that only 15%, 20%, however, whatever percentage of the times that they call the federal authorities, do federal authorities actually answer these calls? And that'll be interesting to know, but we won't get much more out of that. Now, as you said, there's so many different fascinating details to this. one of the things that came out of this is that all of the justices seem to agree that the president does have wide discretionary authority on who he will detain and who he chooses to pursue for deportation.
Did that surprise you?
To some extent, I mean, I guess the question's always been how much, you know, Congress has authority to decide these things, and the
right.
question is how much of leeway does Congress want the executive to have? All
right.
these justices said that Congress has given a lot of leeway to the executive. That's important because that means that the president's move a couple weeks ago, this categorical people who would have been subject to the DREAM Act are exempt from deportation, it probably means, we don't know, but it probably means that that's legal, what he did. Conversely, though, if that's legal, then you will suddenly see, and this is maybe why you saw the decision we just talked about, where he said that they aren't going to respond to many of Arizona's calls.
Mm-hmm.
The administration, if it does have the authority to do what it did last 2 weeks ago, that means it also has the authority to just basically blanket say, if you're not a major felon, we don't want to deport you, and stop deportations almost across the board, which is what a number of the illegal immigrant advocacy groups want. And so today's ruling gives him, it affirms the authority he used last week, but it actually says, hey, you've got even more authority, which will only whet the appetites of the immigrant advocacy groups to say, look, we've been telling you all along, you can stop all of these deportations, now do it.
But you know, what's weird about all of this is that he's required to enforce the laws. I mean, he's in violation. I mean, this is a constitutional, you know, issue.
Well, so the issue is this, is that he's required under his oath to faithfully execute the laws, but, and this is why these opinions today matter, is because the Supreme Court is saying, well, as we read the laws, Congress does give you a lot of authority. Congress does not say, in the laws, they don't say every single person who is here illegally must be deported. It does give him the authority to do deferred action, which is what he did, 2 weeks ago. It does give him the authority to make prosecutorial discretionary decisions. It does give him the authority to prioritize resources. And so the issue is that, yes, he's required to execute the laws, but the laws themselves give him a wide leeway in deciding how he goes about that. And so, and the Supreme Court today said, yes, in fact, he does have that leeway, and therefore it's probable, this is not a final decision on it by any means, it hasn't actually been challenged, but it's probable from, and this is my reading and sort of the reading from some other people of this, is probably he had the authority to do what he did.
Huh. Okay. All right. So what happens next?
Well, so there are a number of other states that followed Arizona, and they're now all looking at this decision to see whether the decision actually clears them to go ahead and do their show your papers laws.
Right.
It probably strikes down a number of the actual state penalties they tried to impose, but at least it appears to clear the way for the handful of states, the five or so states that have show your paper laws, to actually carry those out. We'll see. The federal government, there are a number of questions out there. The federal government, President Obama, is going to have to decide exactly what calls the administration will respond to in Arizona and those other states. Right now, today's directive just goes for Arizona, where ICE said we're going to answer the phone but probably be saying no,
right.
Thank you, no. Right now, that just applies to Arizona, but it may, you know, we'll have to see whether they extend that to these other five states. And then from this, the other side, Mitt Romney is going to finally have to try and figure out what his position is on immigration. He'd said that he supported the Arizona law, and that the law, he would have dropped the federal lawsuits against the Arizona law. So he's now on board backing something the Supreme Court essentially found three-quarters unconstitutional. So he's going to be under pressure to try and explain where he stands. Basically, it becomes a political issue from here on out, and it elevates the entire immigration debate to the forefront of the national political discussion.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, as always, for your help, Stephen, and I'm sure we'll talk again this week.
I'm sure we will. Very good.
See you later. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor, and it's all about the Supreme Court striking down the bulk of the Arizona immigration law, and it's in the Washington Times and online at washingtontimes.com. 546.